Doctor Who, The Sahul Continuum, written by Darren Jordan, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 1.
Moya, Marcus Moya, open up, confound you.
My lord, what a wondrous surprise to see you in my humble abode. I beg you, please, enter. I must apologize for the squalor, my lord. The nature of my efforts here demands that a certain degree of untidiness be expected in these quarters. Had I been privy to knowledge of your personal arrival at this very alchemical laboratory, I would not have hesitated in preparing its presentation to be appropriate to your presence. I am, of course, much more accustomed to the lords of the realm sending their vassals in their place.
Vassals be damned. That which I come here to impart unto you is most important, and cannot be entrusted to a servant's ears. You are the foremost seer in the region, and I require your expert knowledge in these matters to tip fate in my favor. I seek the knowledge of the heavens. I would have you tell me the shadows of the future. Of my future.
Ah, the future. A delicate matter, my lord. Most delicate indeed.
Price is no object, as you well understand. In 2 days hence, I go into battle. If the fight is mine and I am successful in taking the Duke's castle, then my properties shall be doubled. I shall win the dukedom for myself, and I shall stand one step closer to the influence of our Majesty the King. However, a loss of my head will see all that is my own taken from me.
You seek that knowledge that shall assure your success in battle.
Aye, the very same.
Then do it I shall, my lord. But as I have said, the future is a delicate matter. The stars are a guide to the shadows of what shall be, but for your needs, that will not be sufficient. What you seek is more precise.
Then there is no way of knowing the outcome of the battle before its time comes?
Not by the usual method, but there remains a way, although it is dangerous. My recommendation is against its use.
The risks matter not. I will compensate you fully, if only you will provide me with the answer I seek. Tell me of this method that troubles you so.
It is a potion. I have prepared it and savored of its unique taste in the past. Its properties are such that it allows my mind to wander freely from my body, to float upon the storms of that which was and that which shall be. This potion, if brewed correctly, shall allow me to see with absolute clarity into your future.
Then brew this potion, and do it now. There's no time to waste. Before long, I shall have a battle to scheme.
The correct fermentation of the tincture will take some short time.
I shall not leave until it is done.
At last, it is perfect. A taste of this, my lord, and I shall fall into a deep trance, looking upon the very fates themselves to seek the knowledge that you crave.
This I urge you to do at once.
Yes, yes, at once. I find this most curious, my lord. The potion does not seem to have had its usual effect.
Great heavens, man! Draw yourself from yourself for a moment. What is that thing you have conjured?
My lord, help me! Help me!
It is the devil himself come to claim our souls for the black work done here. Take the seer, not I or Beelzebub. Spare my wretched soul. I recant, O Lord, I meant not to fall into the embrace of the Dark One!
Help me! Help me!
Heaven be praised, I am not taken. but the seer, dragged into the darkest depths of hell itself. This does not bode well for my battle plans at all.
Sebastian, are you down here? Your mum wants to know if you've done the washing yet. Whoa, what's that?
It's my life's work.
You haven't lived that long, you know. You have to have a life before you can do all the work that has to be done.
What's that, karma?
No, it's common sense.
I think I've made up for my lack of years. I've worked hard, you see. And it's ready now. Is that all you came to tell me? That I'm supposed to be doing the laundry?
No. It's New Year's Eve. You've got to come out and enjoy the festivities. You can't escape 1999 by sitting down here and pretending it's not coming, even if it is supposed to be the end of the world.
New Year's Eve parties come and go, but tonight's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm going to test my invention.
Is that what this thing is?
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
I don't know. What's it do?
It opens pathways to other dimensions. At least that's the hope. I got the idea from that Canadian show.
So, meaning what?
Meaning, I'll be leaving soon.
That's a pity. Oh well, as long as you do the washing before you go, I suppose.
There's no time. I'm far too eager to see if this thing's going to work. Let's see about getting it up and running, shall we?
That's actually pretty neat.
That's not what's supposed to happen. I can't seem to shut it down. It's locked open somehow.
Wow. No laundry, I guess.
Doctor. Doctor, are you in here? Doctor, where are you? Oh, there you are.
Am I? Excellent. I do wonder sometimes.
Wonder?
Wonder indeed. For the wonders are many, but the horrors are likewise equal in their measure. Who said that, I wonder?
What?
What indeed, what indeed. Stray thoughts are most perplexing beasts, I find.
Why is it that every time I find you sitting in here alone, I end up listening to you talk gibberish for the next half hour or so?
Only the madman may see the path clearly through the tangled forest.
Is that so?
Perhaps. I like it here, among the cloisters. I find I can think in here, without obstruction. And lately, I felt the need to think.
You're worried again, aren't you? He who wallows in sorrow wallows in misdirection.
Too true. Who said that?
I did.
No, I mean, what's the source of your quote?
Me, I made it up just now. It seemed appropriate.
Well, in answer to your question, yes, I am worried. I haven't been hunted like this for a very long time. Not this persistently, not this specifically.
So it's our mysterious watcher you're referring to?
Yes. Whoever, or whatever it is. I mean, what does it want with me, with us? Why is it pursuing us like this? It feels like I'm being manipulated. I wonder.
What do you wonder?
Should I continue running, or should I make a stand? It's hard to know what to do when so little about the menace is known. In a way, you've had more contact with the Watcher than I have. What do you think we should do?
That means very little, as you all know. I wish that near association could have been more useful to us, but it's not. We're in the dark together. What the?
I need to get back to the console room.
What the hell's going on, Doctor?
It's hard to say, but now isn't the time to try and identify the cause. I need to stabilise the ship in flight before it starts to break up.
Well, that sounds rather less than promising.
I couldn't agree more. I think I'm getting there now. Yes, yes, here we go. Just fix the lateral feed on a constant level and... Ah! That's about all I can do without ripping her guts out.
But we're still buffeting.
Which is worrying, I agree. I guess we'll just have to sit it out.
You must be kidding me!
It's all we can do at this point in time. I'm running through other options, believe me. But none seem likely to be effective. I suggest we just hold tight and sit it out. With any luck, it should just be an eddy in the vortex.
When has luck ever been on our side at times like this?
Well, you're right about that.
So what else could it be?
The worst case scenario is a mass contamination of the vortex, but that's so unlikely as to be considered implausible.
And in between those two options?
Well, a time storm, perhaps. Some of the temporal channels running into each other. But that's also rare.
Implausibly so?
Not quite. There are some regions in the vortex where they're quite predominant, in fact. I only hope I've not been careless enough to let the TARDIS drift into one of them.
I hate to say it, but it looks like you might have done. So what should we expect from this thing?
Well, there are some occurrences, like a Fortean flicker, that cause structural changes to space-time. But those events, while noteworthy in and of themselves, are largely benign in consequences.
And I suppose a time storm isn't.
Whereas a Fortean flicker would make subtle changes, a time storm rips through the fabric of space-time like a sledgehammer through fairy floss. I hope you'll excuse the vulgarity of my simile.
Vulgarity forgiven. How do we get away from the time storm?
There I'm not so sure. As I said, it's a pretty rare thing to get caught in one. I only hope our presence here doesn't force part of it into the regular cosmos.
Which would do what?
Exactly what I've already described. But it might also pluck certain elements at random and mix them up a bit.
Where does all this put us, though?
I have to find its focal point. If we can zero in on that, we might stand a chance of getting out of this thing and materialise somewhere. It should also allow us to find what's been put out of kilter and right it. I think I found it.
What's our destination?
According to these readings, it looks very much like prehistoric Earth.
Interesting.
Possibly. We'll just have to wait and see, I suppose. Now, be prepared for some physical disturbance. The next wave of the storm front should hit us in a few moments. Or sooner. Hold on, this is going to be rough.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. What manner of place is this? Now let me see. The air seems breathable. Gravity normal. I wonder what my machine says. Well, according to these readings, my interdimensional portal never opened. My attempts to do so must have encountered some other phenomenon instead. But where has it brought me?
Old demon!
Demon?
What manner of place is this? Be I in hell? Are you to be my tormentor, foul one?
I say, steady on there, old chap. I hardly think foul one is a fair description, especially since we've only just met.
You seem unlike any demon I have heard of previous.
I'd say that's largely because I'm not a demon. I'm an inventor. My name's Sebastian.
I am Marcus. I saw you earlier in the Eye of the Storm as I fell. I saw you.
Then we have somehow suffered the same fate. I was caught up in some sort of energy storm due to my experiments. How did you come to encounter it?
I brewed a potion which allows me to see events which have not yet come to pass. When I drank the potion this time, it drew forth that chaos and dragged me into its depths.
Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Well, if we haven't been brought to another dimension, and my device says that we haven't, and if we're still on Earth, and the atmosphere and gravity suggests that we are, then that means we haven't been transported in space or between realities, which, in my opinion, leaves only one option, temporal relocation.
Your words are strange, but I think I grasp your meaning. You believe we have journeyed into the land of what will be.
Or the land of what was, yes. Certainly your garb suggests that you are from an era earlier than mine. I believe that whatever that storm was we encountered, it has somehow transported us through time.
I think you must be mistaken. Surely we are in hell. That is a demon.
It is no demon.
I tell you it is. Do you not see its teeth? Its great scaled stature. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that be the devil himself.
Past. Definitely the past. That, my dear Marcus, is what is known as a dinosaur. One of the great collection of gigantic lizard-like animals who died out many millions of years before we were even born.
Ah, well, if it's not the devil, then it poses no danger.
To the contrary, I believe it wants to eat us for dinner. Come on, run!
Doctor, are we almost through it? I really don't know how much more of this I can take.
I think the TARDIS would concur, Guy. The old girl hasn't had to face anything as bad as this in quite a while. Oh, no.
Well, that was the time column!
Yes, the temporal energies that the time storm is throwing at the TARDIS are overloading it. Look, I'm rerouting as much of the power as I can to the subsidiary engines, but even so, it'll only buy us a few moments at best.
How close are we to the heart of the disturbance?
Almost there now. We just need to hold together a little longer. The temporal energy is spilling into the TARDIS! Guy, whatever you do, don't let the beam touch you.
Doctor, I...
Guy! No, 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 not again. I will not allow it. I will not lose one of my friends to time and death. Not now and not ever again. Now think, Doctor, think. The time spillage was from the time storm. The time storm is taking us to the focal point of the disturbance. So the energy which hit Guy should have scooped him up into the time storm and taken him straight there. All I need to do is follow in the TARDIS and everything will be all right. I only hope he was able to survive the journey. Come to that, I hope I'll survive it. Hold on, Guy. Wherever you are, just hold on. I'll be there soon.
Prehistoric. There is still the question of when we are exactly. With the TARDIS's console damaged, there's no way to know for sure. I wonder what caused this time storm. No point in speculating, I suppose. My tracker should lead me straight to the source of the disturbance, and hopefully it'll lead me straight to Guy as well. I shouldn't think he'll feel very much at home in this environment. Oh, not the friendliest of locals. The sooner I get this sorted out, the better.
What happened? Where on earth am I? Doctor? Doctor, are you there? I guess I made it here somehow. This must be where the source of the time storm is coming from. Guess I'd better try and find it. And the doctor too, if he made it. Oh, I feel so woozy. Maybe I'll just rest against this tree for a moment. Just until everything stops spinning. What the? The tree? I just passed straight through it. But how can that be? I can't touch anything. I'm totally insubstantial. Oh my God. Maybe that time storm did more damage than I thought. Maybe it killed me. Maybe I'm a ghost. But Doctor, thank goodness you're here. I was frightening myself after that.
Yes,
I can't seem to touch anything here. Why is that? What's happened
to
me?
Plenty of time distortion energy.
Doctor?
It seems to be spread across the whole area.
You can't see me, can you?
This way, I think.
Well, we can't see me or hear me. I can't touch anything or interact with these surroundings in any way. I might as well be a ghost for all the good I can do. A dinosaur. You certainly have gone a long way back in time. Wow!
Yeah.
Doctor, where are you going? Oh my God, it's him. Time Lord or not, that thing will tear him apart in seconds. Come on, Doctor, run! Run!
It's no good. Swamp area up ahead. I'd be stuck in quicksand in seconds if I tried to cross that. Cornered. Options. A hypnotism, I suppose, but I'm not sure if this fellow has a large enough brain to respond in quite the right way. Perhaps I could...
I have to do something. He's going to kill the doctor.
Hello, I'm the doctor. Don't suppose you'd fancy a jelly baby, would you? Oh dear.
Get back, you monster. Leave him alone. Oh, it's not good. I can't do anything. I can't even be seen. That thing is going to kill the doctor, and there's nothing I can do about it.
In the Sahul Continuum Part 1, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Lord of the Realm Gareth Preston, Marcus Moyer David Hutchinson, The Neighbour Catherine Fallon, and Sebastian James by Vitol Tietze. The Sahul Continuum was written by Darren Jordan, the production secretary was David Hutchinson, the script editor was Vitol Tietze, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra, incidental music was by Chris Naylor, and post-production was by Gareth Preston. The Sahul Continuum was produced by Matthew Kapelke and directed by Vitol Tietze. Copyright 2001, VTR Productions. Thank you.
No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.